just change your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Millions don't have power. There's flooding, water rescues, and damage, and at least two deaths along the Texas Gulf Coast from Hurricane Beryl, the Category 1 storm that crashed ashore this morning. Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
Please, Houstonians, anyone that can hear my voice, shelter in place. Shelter in place. We're in an emergency. We're in a rescue mode. Life safety.
CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca.
Right behind me is the Galveston seawall. So we're getting a mixture of sand and rain here. If you're wondering what it's like to stand in a sandblaster, here it is. And of course, with that wind is torrential downpour, up to 6 inches in some areas along the central Texas coast.
As it moves north, Beryl is now a tropical storm. President Biden said this morning on MSNBC he's not going to step aside in the race for the White House, and he took a swipe at critics in his own party.
If any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
CBS's Nicole Killian says Biden also wrote a defiant letter to congressional Democrats.
He says that he is not getting out of this race. He says that he has been saying clearly and unequivocally that he would not be running again if he did not absolutely believe that he was the best person to beat Donald Trump this year. He also goes on to say that the question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now, and it is time for it to end.
Well, triple digit. Heat is a big story in parts of the West. Some places could get up into the low 120s. Matthew Lamar is a ranger at California's Death Valley National Park.
When you step out of your vehicle, it's like stepping your entire body out into an oven. There's no mistaking how hot it is. You start to feel it on your skin, in your eyes. They start to dry, start to almost hurt a little bit.
In Montana, officials at Glacier National Park now report two deaths over the July 4th weekend, both men from overseas who apparently drowned in separate incidents. Well, Boeing has avoided a criminal trial, agreeing to plead guilty to criminal fraud under pressure from the Justice Department. CBS's Matt Piper.
Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the FAA and will enter a 3-year probation period. The company has also agreed to pay more than $243 million in additional fines and more than $400 million for new compliance and safety programs.
And TSA says today more than 3 million people went through airport security yesterday. That sets a new record. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 64 points. The S&P is down 1. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people escaped a burning Racine home despite the lack of working smoke alarms early yesterday. Firefighters contained the fire to an upper level. The cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended in a fatal crash in Lake County. The driver of a stolen Lexus died, while 8 people in a GMC Yukon were injured. Racine County will hold a special election on December 19th to choose a new county executive. The winner will serve the remainder of Jonathan Delagrave's term through April of 2027. A memorial service for Delagrave will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. That starts at 11 a.m. Visitation is scheduled for today from 3 to 7, and again before the service tomorrow from 10 to 11. The new Amtrak Borealis train route between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago has quickly gained popularity. It's one of only 2 state-supported Amtrak routes nationwide to turn a profit this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get a W in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 9-2 in Los Angeles. That snapped a Brewers 7-game losing streak at Dodgers Stadium. The crew with home runs from Christian Yelich, catcher Eric Haas, and center fielder Blake Perkins on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ah, Perkins, left field, deep and out of here. Blake Perkins, that's a smooth operator. 5-2 Brewers on Perkins homer.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Blake Perkins' performance Sunday.
Of course, you got to mention Perkins. 3 hits, 3 RBIs, big homer to extend the lead. Great effort, a lot of guys, great effort.
So the Brewers return home for a game against the Pirates tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs lost again 7-0 to the Angels at Wrigley Field. A frustrated relief pitcher, the Cubs' Colin Brewer, punched a dugout wall after giving up 3 runs in 1 inning. Brewer is now on the 60-day injury list. He broke his left hand. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. Could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Timeless hits, WRJN, and it took a break last week for the July 4th, but the Racine Harbor Market is back this Thursday from 4 to 7 if you want more details on that, other than it's going to be a lot of fun. You can check it out at downtownracine.com. Here's the Guess Who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The heavens are near, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no. These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits right here. And speaking of that, our goal is to inform and entertain you. So that's where the local news and the timeless hits come in. But if you miss any newscasts that we have on air, we have them at the top and the bottom of the hour every Monday through Friday. Simply search for WRJN News Online, and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. So it says what we've done for 97 years. Now, not only on the radio, but on demand. Again, you just search WRJN News.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
and Timeless Hits here at WRJN. And chance of showers and thunderstorms later tonight. Otherwise, tomorrow cloudy with a high of 75. Humid and 82 right now in Racine. Here's the Stones, WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN, Stevie Wonder, Uptight. Everything is all right, except for no baseball tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might have to actually go outside and sit out there with nature or maybe sit in the house and stare outside at nature. That seems like a better plan, at least for me. Pittsburgh Pirates taking on the Brewers tomorrow night at 6:35. That's the pregame show. Now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin school superintendent says the end of parts of Act 10 will have a profound impact on the state's schools and teachers. A Dane County judge struck down parts of the 13-year-old law last week. It's not clear how the ruling will be implemented, and it's almost certainly going to be appealed to the state Supreme Court. U.S. Senate Democrats will not huddle today about President Biden's reelection campaign after all. Senator Tammy Baldwin is choosing her words carefully.
I'll be seeing and interacting with my colleagues. I'm sure we'll have lots of discussion.
Biden's supporters came out with mixed reactions after his campaign stopped Friday in Madison.
Well, I wouldn't say it changed my perception of the president.
Thursday made me worry, and I think he's bounced back.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite the lack of working smoke alarms, three people were able to get out of a burning Racine home yesterday. It happened at around 3 in the morning at a home on Victory near Radio Park. Racine fire crews got to the scene to find smoke billowing from a second floor and were able to limit the fire to the upper level. A cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended with one person dead and eight people injured in Lake County. It happened Saturday when the driver of a stolen Lexus collided with a GMC Yukon at a busy intersection in Zion. A 32-year-old suspect from Salem was killed, while several adults and children in the GMC sustained injuries. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in December. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the term through April of 2027. A celebration of Delagrave's life will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. Could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Listen. I can turn the gray sky blue. I can make
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And this upcoming Saturday, donate blood. The Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, that's the one on Ohio Street in Racine, from 9 to 1. You can make an appointment, donate blood, and receive a Culver's coupon for frozen custard. You're doing a good cause.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed.
direction. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I'm gonna make it happen. Take the world in a loving grace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Say that the true nature's child. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
JN Local News, timeless hits, and a politics-free zone. Cindy Huber with the Four Tops. And just let you know, for 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. But one band has done more than us, and that is the Racine Concerts Band. Their 102nd year of free concerts. And this Sunday night, going all the way through August 11th, it's going to be at the Racine Sioux. And our dear Don Rosen, he hates it when I say that, our dear Don Rosen will be hosting the show. That is this Sunday at 7:30 at the Racine Sioux, right here with WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
news, the Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports just minutes away. And Kurt Bowman will be taking over the reins. I'm Cindy Huber. I hope you have a great rest of the day Monday.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
I will always be around. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Barrel is slamming.